You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is a sad, sad day. BFM, the font of liberalism and tolerance at the centre of the University of Auckland.
The Wire.
Aotearoa's breast screening program has now missed its mammogram coverage targets for three consecutive years. National screening unit data shows that as of the end of last year, just 65% of eligible women were being screened, short of the 70% target. I spoke to Adele Gauthier, the research manager for the Breast Cancer Foundation, on this matter.
We've been concerned right from the start of COVID that women are missing out on a timely dosis of breast We are concerned that New Zealand women are missing out on a timely diagnosis of breast cancer since the start of COVID. So getting that number back up to the target 70% is really essential. So anywhere that we're falling behind that, we know that we're not up to standard and that's not okay. Having said that, we are getting much closer and some areas are doing really well, but other areas are not doing so well and is still quite a big concern for us.
Now, the Breast Cancer Foundation has called on Te Whatu Ora to get on with this review. Well, what would you attribute these missed coverage targets to?
In much of the country, it's been around the delays caused by COVID, particularly in the north, of course. We know that, though, for a long time there's been a shortage of staff, MITs who perform the mammograms and radiologists who read them. There's been a shortage of those people around the country for a long time, and with more and more people coming into the screening program, it's making it just harder for business as usual to keep up, let alone when there's a pandemic going on. We see people getting their first mammogram late. And that's a problem because the rate of breast cancer diagnoses is higher at a first mammogram than at subsequent mammograms. So, yeah, that's an issue. We need people who are becoming eligible for their free mammogram to be able to get that in a timely way.
With these screening delays, has it become quite frustrating seeing these delays, obviously due to things like COVID and just backlog, and then obviously seeing these mixed targets? What's it like for those doing these breast screenings?
So for the women who are still waiting for a mammogram or struggling to get their first mammogram, that's really difficult for them and frustrating because they're trying to do the right thing. They're signing up for a screening program, which we know is doing a great job of finding breast cancer when it's working well. So for people to be knowing they should be doing something but they just can't get in, that's very frustrating for them. From our point of view, we want to see as a foundation just to have a much better understanding of what is going on in the different regions and what is being done to tackle some of the issues around staffing levels and resources and so on. And that's a challenge across the whole health sector, of course, but our concern is around women with breast cancer needing to get an early diagnosis if they're going to have the best chance of surviving.
Now, Breast Screen Aotearoa is aiming for 90% of women to get their first mammogram within 60 working days of enrolling. Te Whatu Ora says the findings from both the Breast Screen Aotearoa and Breast Screen Central reviews, and that this plan to improve the service would be completed by early this year.
Well, initially the plan was for at least one of those reviews to come out last year, and that hasn't happened. That's not unusual, I guess, for these things to take longer than people initially think, but we do need it now for planning for this year and for making sure that everything's in place to have a really smooth year for the first time in quite a while. It would be really great to have those reviews out now and to be able to see what needs to be done. I'm sure they will want to fix it and get any problems addressed, so it's helpful for everyone to see those results sooner. It's helpful for us and it's also really helpful for Breast Screen Aotearoa.
Now, Te Whatu Ora has also said they would provide extended and more flexible hours, which would enable them to screen more women and improve equity of access. Is there any other improvements that we need to see in this department?
There's a really solid recruitment strategy in place to address those staffing shortfalls, which are not going to get better, even with people coming in now in new immigration. We know that our health workforce is aging and a lot of people are going to be retiring, so we don't see getting a few more people in now as a as a solution to the problem. And I know that BSA don't either. They're working on a long-term workforce strategy. Again, it would be good to know what that is and be confident that that's going to solve the problem. We also need to be extending screening to age 74, as it is done overseas, and that will be finding more breast cancers and saving more lives. So again, you're going to need more resources to achieve that, just to keep us up with what other countries are doing well.
That was Adele Gautier, the research manager for the Breast Cancer Foundation, speaking about Aotearoa's breast screening program now missing its mammogram coverage targets for 3 consecutive years.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.